Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Welcome to Killing Time, hosted by two girls, one goth. Now, we have a very, very exciting episode for you today. Alexis, Billy, and I were kind of reminiscing about how fucking awesome Killing Time has been over almost a year since we started. We're talking about all of the crazy moments that we've had, and we thought that we would compile all of our very best moments from Killing Time right here for you. I mean, we've talked about everything from the debate of if you wash your legs in the shower to wearing socks to bed, like, does that make you a serial killer, to literally making fun of Billy's hat pretty much every single episode. So we hope you enjoy all of our favorite moments, and let us know your favorites after in our Facebook group. Here we go. I am so fucking excited right now. I'm nervous. Like, it's our very first episode of any podcast we've ever done, and I am so freaking stoked. We're in person. You guys are so close, I can touch you. We're drinking Aperol spritzes. We're having a good time.
Honestly, it does feel like cosmically it's all aligning. It's our first time recording again in person, and we're launching this brand new sort of baby episode to accompany The First Degree. We're super excited because the gang's back together, and Killing Time's sort of taken on its own personality and identity, and we're here for it.
I do have a question. Have you now named this Killing Time? Because we made this outline, and it was K-I-L-L-I-N apostrophe. Is this now the new thing, Killing Time?
Isn't it Killing Time?
No, it's not. It's Killing Time.
Killing Time.
In the proper Queen's English.
Okay, I'm going to leave it with this question because I do not understand what it means.
Perfect.
Comes from Stacy, and she says, was Pain really part of a boy band?
Yes.
And can you elaborate
give us more context?
Where do I start?
What was the boy band? When was it? How old were you?
Was it
and can you share a single with us?
How old are you?
I'm 33.
Okay, so you're our age. When was the boy band
not my age?
So
not
back Billy's in age. Like
is anyone Billy besides a founding father?
The short version of the story is right out of high school, I started making parody music videos that I was like shooting and putting myself and my friends in.
Did you upload them online?
Yeah, they're all on YouTube.
Are they gone?
And stuff. No, a lot of them are still there.
Oh. Pain. Oh.
I know what I'm doing
I just
this
totally
afternoon.
Out, exactly.
Can we cut one in right now?
Go for it. You could spend at least a couple hours looking at some of this shit.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Yes. But that eventually evolved into making original songs and original music videos.
Oh.
And
are they good?
Some of them are okay. I cringe a little bit now, but some of it is not that bad. It was more like, I was like kind of like a pop singery rapper dude, you know, back in the age of
like
303
Park?
And like,
oh, 303.
Those kind of things.
Okay.
Oh, 303. All right.
So like panic,
it's got a lot
panic,
of those vibes.
Like a panic 303?
No, 303 is completely different than
303 is like,
303
don't
is like
trust
rap.
Us.
Pop,
yeah, yeah,
punk.
Yeah. That's kind of the vibe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I did that for a long time, and you know, we made money, and we had record deals on the table. We turned them down and stayed independent.
But wait, what was your band called?
It's called
your group.
Right Side of the Tree.
Right Side of the
I'm
Tree.
Gonna regret, yeah. I'm going to regret saying that.
What's the wrong side, Pain?
Right Side
you don't
of the
want to
Tree.
Know the wrong side.
Yes, I do.
Yeah. I don't even know what that means. What does it mean?
It's literally the dumbest thing ever. I was just drunk at my lake house with my friends and running like full speed down to the water, and I was like not looking. And then there was a huge spider web like right here, and I was like, "Go to the right side of the tree."
Oh my God. I
thought like in that moment that I was like, "Oh my God, I figured it out! Like that's my destiny. Right side of the tree." And they're like, totally. "Really?" I'm like, "Yeah,
yeah."
And then listen, here I am.
Wow, having
tried to come up with band names.
Those are always hilarious.
Well, none of them make any sense.
Anything's a band name right now.
I love that so much. Thank you for ending this on such a high note with that story.
Of course.
I appreciate it so much.
That was perfect. We love this pain. This is a true delight.
I know. Thanks for coming.
Thank you, guys.
Did you have more fun than us or as much fun?
I think I had as much fun. I feel like.
More was the right answer, but yes.
Oh, okay.
I'm like, what kind of question is that?
Well, I don't know how much fun you had. So, I mean, yeah. if you had this much fun, I'd be like, well, probably about the same.
She has been drinking for 2 hours longer than you.
Then you have more fun.
I don't know what it's like to have fun at all.
All right. So, everybody,
thank you so much.
Follow Pain on Instagram.
Okay.
They're already following us.
Listen to Up and Vanish Season 3.
And listen to Up and Vanish Season 3. And where else can we find you?
I guess just Google me or something. I don't know.
Yeah, look up his boy
band. Really
right side of the tree.
Right side of the tree on YouTube.
Yeah, don't do that.
I can't wait to do it later.
Oh my God.
Go viral.
What if it becomes so big?
Really, it was supposed to be a goodbye.
No, I'm sorry, but no.
We do
what if
like
it becomes
a reunion
so big
tour?
That it's like a reunion tour?
Yeah.
You can open up for my boyfriend. Is in a band.
I'm sure some of my friends would definitely be down.
Yes, we're into it.
I can't wait for this to happen.
We're doing it. Jack the Ripper. Everybody knows Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Now, there was, Scourge of London, probably the most famous serial killer ever, probably the guy that kicked off this whole entire genre that we're in. Now, in the early 60s in London, there was someone that was killing sex workers who were found undressed near the river, and the press nicknamed this guy Jack the Stripper.
Which I've never heard of. Have you heard of Alexis?
No, but it sounds erotic.
It does. I honestly thought it might have been like a magic mic.
Honestly, I don't. Right. Trademark pending.
It's not
a terrible idea.
Don't these monikers usually go to serial killers that they can't find for a while?
Yeah.
Somebody that like turns himself in right away.
Exactly. But my favorite, and Jack, we love to talk about this. My favorite serial killer who proposed his own monikers was BTK.
Of course, BTK.
Yes.
BTK. And I mean, if we must remember.
Well, we have talked about this on the podcast before, but it was a long time ago. So I think that we can revisit BTK's monikers.
Right. He wanted to be the... So he was sending correspondence. He was playing cat and mouse with police. And he was suggesting monikers. And one was the Wichita Strangler, the Wichita Hangman, the Asphyxiator, which is too fucking hard to say.
Yeah, we've had to say that a lot on the podcast.
And he also wanted to be, what was it? The Garrote Phantom.
The Garrote Phantom.
Yeah. And he had several that he was really trying to... But BTK... Well, here's the thing that I think people forget. He suggested BTK and that did stick.
Mm-hmm.
And that probably gave him so much...
I hate
that the police gave him that.
I hate
They should have called him like the small dick man.
That's right.
It doesn't have a ring to it, and that's the point.
What would our names be if we were criminals? Not necessarily serial killers, but if we were criminals.
Lex the Annihilator. Lex the Destroyer.
Lex, wasn't it Lex?
The Pulverizer.
I'll
just keep going.
I like Lex the Pulverizer.
Lex the Liquidator.
Ooh.
That's pretty good. Some alliteration in there.
Yeah, you need wow.
Lex, and I'm tall. Lex the Long Liquidator.
That sounds like some like credit check.
Lexi Long Legs the Liquidator.
Okay.
Like a giant scary spider.
Billy, yes. I feel like you never start.
All right, I'm going to start. It is the summer.
Yes.
Water parks.
Ooh.
All right, now, water parks sounds like a good idea.
Yeah.
In theory, it's really hot out. You're going to go to an amusement park where you're going to be able to cool yourself off.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody that loves themed entertainment, loves amusement parks, don't like them.
Okay.
Because it just seems, A, they're incredibly dangerous.
Gross.
B, they're very gross. And C, it's just a recipe kind of for disaster.
Counter argument, lazy river. You can't beat a lazy river.
But what is grosser than a lazy river? I just like, I'm cringing thinking about that water that probably has like condoms in it.
No, and honestly, like walking around barefoot, stomping in like the wet, dirty, like water puddles around the park and stuff. Like, it's so fucking gross.
And it's seeping with chlorine because they're really trying to get rid of all of the germs.
Urine.
But however,
the child's urine.
There, everybody knows the smell. The smell of the chlorine mixed with all of the germs and the gunk and the heat and like the dead skin and the bodily fluids. Yeah, like,
and the band-aids, because you'll always see 4 or 5 band-aids just floating around. Well,
you know what that smell is. Like, you can smell it right now. I know everybody listening. You know what that
and it's
is.
Not,
it's not cleanly.
It's not the chlorine smell of Pirates of the Caribbean. It's not that.
That's also bad.
That's wonderful.
How no, it's not.
It smells like mildew.
No, the Pirates of the Caribbean smells very bad. I can smell that right now.
Smell it right
now,
too. Billy
just took his mic off. With Jeffrey Dahmer, I didn't know this. I'm sure many people do. But he obviously lived in that apartment complex. Mm-hmm. And during his time when he was killing and eating his victims, he was making sandwiches for his neighbors. And
so upsetting.
Yeah. And people had taken them and I'm assuming probably at least tried a bite or two. And then obviously didn't know until in retrospect that those might have contained human meat.
Sandwiches for his neighbors.
Yeah.
What did he say the kind of sandwiches were?
I have no idea. But can you imagine? It's almost like the Elisa Lam thing where all those people were drinking the water of the Hotel Cecil.
I had no idea.
And they're like, the water's brown, but I'm going to drink it anyways. And then you find out later the reason why.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
All right. So we also need to talk about Armin Mewes.
Yes. We need to talk about this fucker.
All right. So Jack, you want to take it?
Yeah. So he was a German guy, and this was in 2001. He posted an ad on the internet and it said he was seeking a well-built person between ages 18 to 30 to be slaughtered and consumed. Okay. Now you would think that, you know, people would see that ad and be like, absolutely not. He got over 200 responses to this ad. Hmm. And he finally got this guy, Bernd Jürgen Brandes. I said
Bernd
that really
Jürgen
wrong.
Von Brandes.
To come and meet him. They met.
Yes.
They had sex.
Yes.
Then Mewes cut the other guy's dick off. And then they both ate it together.
Dick?
They cut his penis off. They ate it together. They said he initially tried to consume the penis raw, but it was too rubbery, which is so gross. Mm-hmm. Then he decided to fry the penis with butter and garlic, but he ended up burning it.
Yes.
Okay, so he fucked up the penis, and then he just let the guy bleed out and die, and then he ate 18 kilos of meat, which is how many pounds? How many kilos are in a pound?
I'd say several.
Many. That is
several.
That's a lot of human meat. And he said that he used salt, black pepper, and garlic to cook the meat. So he's a fucking crazy motherfucker.
Yeah.
And just like a little note, this guy is a vegetarian now. So,
oh my God. In prison?
He went from eating meat, human meat, to no meat at all.
Oh, jeez.
So there's also weirder art cannibalism.
Art cannibalism.
Yes.
So this is a new category.
No, this is a category that I titled Weirdo Art Cannibalism.
Sure. Yeah, that's tracks.
You can find it on Wikipedia.
So there's a guy named Rick Gibson. And
allegedly
because
allegedly
if that is his real name,
he ate a slice of human testicle,
human
testicle in London. And then he went to Vancouver and tried to do it again. But Vancouver's like, no, dude.
Well, Vancouver has a law, a cannibalism law that apparently the UK doesn't have.
Yes. Oh. So Vancouver's like, dude, come on, like put down the testicle.
Give the testicle appetizer back.
Yes.
Sure.
And he was stopped for that. But you know what? He just fucking, He probably is still doing his thing right now.
No, he said, fuck it. And then he ate the piece of testicle on the steps of the Vancouver courthouse.
That is bold.
I know.
Bold.
Bold.
Bold or bold.
Or ballsed.
Balls deep in you're fucking going balls deep in your beliefs, my friends.
I know.
I mean, shit like that. You know, none of this is okay.
Yeah.
No. Also, though, it's just like, what about eating your own fingernails? Is that cannibalism?
Okay. All right. I'm going to stop you right there. All right. Listen, I know most of our listeners are female, but.
Or like eating your own boogers.
Cannibalism. Testicles.
Or like a hangnail.
Yeah, eating your own testicles is a little different.
That wasn't his own testicles.
No, that's narcissism at its finest.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, like, ooh, I'm so hungry.
Yeah, no.
So many people were asking you to put your hat on the stand.
Yeah, well,
so.
You know what? I think that's going to be that's more of a tentpole event.
Yes.
I'm going to have...
Literally, the Catholic supply store killer was wearing one, Billy. You need to just know when you've called. Throw in the hat, man. No.
Throw in the hat.
Right down the drain.
I too think, I mean, maybe you save it up for our first live show. That is the moment that we're really debating the hat, and we can have audience participation.
I think everybody in the audience...
And you symbolically throw it into the fire, which is actually the audience.
Yes.
And then somebody gets to wear the trophy of Billy's head home, and then never to be seen again. It's next best to scalping Billy and taking his hair home.
I wonder what, like, depending on the firstie that catches the hat, they'll either burn it or worship it.
I think they become the queen of the podcast or king.
Yes.
Like, I think whoever gets the hat, we answer to them.
They're our boss now.
It's like catching the bouquet. They have to start a podcast then. Okay. And they have to do it every week for the next 5 years.
Oh my God. Maybe that's how we decide our first podcast on the First Degree Network.
Yes.
Not a bad idea.
It doesn't even have to be true crime. It's whatever they choose.
Whatever they're into. If they're into knitting, go for it.
So honestly, though, this is a legally binding contract. Mm-hmm. You don't catch that dirty hat unless you want a weekly podcast.
Nobody ever called it dirty.
No, not dirty like there's Billy, filth on it. Like, dirty the connotation.
But also, Billy, I see, like, you walked in today with a very sweaty head. I can only imagine how dirty it would be if the hat was also on it.
All right, but I will
sopping
say this.
That wool hat, sopping up all your salty sweat.
It probably has, like, the salt stains all over it and shit.
And I know Billy wears that hat when he's hungover and doesn't wash his hair. So that is a grease-stained Jensen hat.
Sick. There's so much DNA just seeping into that
wool. Plant it at a crime scene when you throw it at you, but just go put it, like, be like a siren chaser and go throw it at the scene of a crime.
Yeah.
All right. Well,
all good ideas, guys.
I'm glad that we're fleshing this out, like, in real time, because now it has to happen. It's
feels
on the record.
Great. Feels great.
Well, when we come back, more of our favorite Killing Time moments.
When I was growing up, I took French in high school, but I could never get the language to stick. I wanted to be fluent so bad, but it never happened. I just couldn't focus and I couldn't practice enough and it didn't work. But thankfully, there's Rosetta Stone, which is the most trusted language learning program, and it's available on desktop or it can be used as an app on your phone or tablet. Rosetta Stone is different. It immerses you in so many ways. And with its intuitive process, you can pick up any language naturally, first with words, then phrases, and then sentences. And before you know it, boom, conversations. Plus, with Rosetta Stone's True Accent feature, you'll get feedback on how well you're pronouncing words. It's like having a personal trainer for your accent. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, the First Degree listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/first. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/first today. Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options and more than 60 add-ons every week. What are you waiting for?
Get started today and fuel up for all of your springtime goals. If you don't have time, Factor's ready-to-eat meals are on the table in 2 minutes. So you just get to eliminate the hassle of prepping, cooking, cleaning up. You really just heat and savor the good stuff without all of the stress. You can customize your weekly meals with as much or as little as you need. Plus, you can pause and reschedule your deliveries to suit your lifestyle. Factor is your solution to premium, fast meals without the need for cooking. And they're celebrating Earth Day all month long. So look out for the Earth Month Eats badge on the menu for their lowest carbon footprint meals. I'm so busy, so it's amazing to just have Factor meals in the fridge for whenever I realize that I'm starving and I don't have any time to cook anything. They're amazing, they're healthy, and they keep you fueled all day long. Head to factormeals.com/degree50 and use code degree50 to get 50% off your first month, plus 20% off your next month. That's degree 50 at factormeals.com/degree50. 50% off your first box, plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey, there's no reason to feel sad or guilty about the things you aren't using anymore. Whether it was a fancy dress you wore to a gala, expensive heels that only go with one of your outfits, or that crossbody bag from when you were in your music festival era. Somebody out there wants what you don't. And the RealReal makes it easy to get it to them. When your past becomes their future, everyone wins, especially the planet. For the RealReal, Earth Month isn't just another month. It's what they do every day. At any given moment, they're finding new homes for over 1 million unique items within their community of 35 plus million people. They're the largest luxury reseller in the world and making a tangible difference towards a more sustainable future for fashion. Resale reduces the amount of fashion waste in landfills, lowers greenhouse gas emissions, and offers an alternative to the cycle of consumption propagated by fast fashion. The RealReal has kept over 37 million items in circulation and out of landfills. This month only, new shoppers get 20% off when they shop on therealreal.com using code FIRST. That's therealreal.com using the code FIRST.
I don't know why socks came up in the beginning of our podcast at some point, but this is why, maybe why I correlate wearing socks to bed with serial killers, because Ted Bundy had a sock obsession. Like he was, had like a fetish for socks. And I have a quote I would like to read.
This is so a Bundy. This is so Bundy this is so, of him.
This is so Bundy. He says, this is a little bit long, but stay with me. He says, one of my fondest dreams is to have all the underwear and socks I could ever conceivably use. It's one of my fantasies to be able to wear new socks every day. And I must admit, I have had 3 or 4 dozen socks all purchased on stolen credit cards. Even in Pensacola, I went to a shopping mall and bought some socks. I was buying socks everywhere. I've got a sock fetish, no question about it. I must have 6 or 7 pairs right here with me in my cell. I'm very close to my feet. That's fucking gross. Right now, I'm lying on my back with my foot propped up on the bars, and I'm studying my toes. For a good portion of the night, they're probably the most attractive feet you'll ever see. Socks are such a serious part of my life. They're so very important to me. They kept reading the list of socks all in court, and I felt proud. Honestly, it didn't even begin to occur to me that people might wonder why I had all these socks. I just felt proud that I owned all those socks. Like a man who stands at the back of his ranch house and looks out over the range and sees all the cattle.
I feel like socks are a euphemism for something else.
Like is he writing that to a female fan?
I don't know what this quote is from. Oh, it's in Hugh Ainsworth's book, Ted Bundy, Confessions with a Killer, Bundy himself said.
First of all, the fact that he said like the Pensacola thing, that was when he had escaped
prison
yeah. And had gone to Florida, and he's going and stealing socks and buying socks with a
once you're in
card,
prison, but things get very small. Like socks,
no, but this was a no. This is a he was a free man obsessed with socks. This wasn't like I'm in prison. I have nothing else to do. I'm going to start obsessing over socks. Like when he was out and about, he was stealing socks all over the place. And didn't seem like a trophy thing. He wasn't stealing them from his victims. He was stealing them from the mall. Brand new socks.
You know, though, this guy also is obsessed with, like, bashing people's heads and stuff.
Yeah.
You know? So, like, anyone listening, if you're like, Bundy's sock obsession is my sock obsession, you should look inward and be like, what else am I obsessed with? And just check yourself and make sure everything's okay.
Yes.
You know? Because Bundy didn't have it all right and figured out.
No, he didn't. So when you're going to the mall and trying to steal some socks from Contempo Casual or something, just...
Unless it's a thrill. Unless you've been working at your 9-to-5 with no recognition.
But see, this was obviously so enough of a thrill for him that he is mentioning it. That, like, the thrill of stealing a sock.
Well, since they took murder away, that's what he had to have.
I guess so.
That's all he's got left to, like, fawn over.
The socks. Okay, the last part of this quote, it says, the only time I began to have a little bout of sheepishness was when I read about a white sock with a blue bar and a green stripe on the toe. Those are odor eaters. And
sounds like Gucci.
Was getting too personal.
Sounds like those Gucci stripes.
Well, that's green and red. But yeah, oh, right. I mean, so anytime I think about somebody sleeping with socks on, I immediately think about this excerpt from this terrifying book. I think that I told Alexis about my church camp experiences.
You loved it.
Well, I loved it, but we did some bizarre things in church camp.
You didn't tell me that. You told me you loved camp.
I did tell you when we were drunk.
God, my ADD memory is poor.
One of the things that we did at church camp is...
Seances?
No.
That would be against protocol.
But honestly, I mean, the things we did might have been worse. So one of the things that we did in church camp, we played all these weird games.
Oh my
right?
God, I remember this now.
One of the games was they gave us a raw cow tongue.
Oh my God, this game. You told me this like last week.
A raw cow tongue. And what the competition would be is there'd be two people with a raw cow tongue in their mouth. And you would have to bite on the cow tongue and pull your head back and swing it. And then the person who threw the raw cow tongue with their mouth the farthest won.
This sounds illegal.
That was one game. Another game was there was a tube. They'd give you a tube between two people and they'd crack a raw egg into the tube. Put the egg into the tube and then both of the people at each of the ends of the tube would blow as hard as they could on it. Okay. And the person that the egg went into their mouth lost.
What camp was this?
Church camp.
This was Fear Factor camp?
Church camp.
Church camp with Joe Rogan.
Yeah. The tongue thing is strange.
My least favorite game that they played. Meanwhile, I never played any of these games. I was just
you didn't,
a mere
right?
absorber.
You sat out and you're like, whoa.
I sat out.
Did you go home and tell May, your mom?
Yes, I did.
And what did she think?
She was like, don't play
that
any
game.
Of those. The last game was a person would go up onto the stage and they'd take their shoe off. And then they would put Skittles in between your toes.
Oh,
and then another person had to eat the Skittles out of their toes.
Wow.
And then whoever ate the Skittles the fastest would win. But anyways, that was my camp experience.
Oh my God.
Oh, so I wonder what you're going to choose for this one.
But I loved church camp other than those weird games.
So I'm going to read this as we received it. I saw on Facebook how you want cringeworthy stories, and I've got one. Due to the work I am involved in, I'm not going to say what it is because I want to protect your identity. I do not want to put that publicly for Facebook to see. A couple of years ago, we were short-staffed on a weekend that I was scheduled to work. I was asked to stay back at a funeral home and catch walk-in families, calls, etc. Well, we had about four different families walk in within minutes of each other, and the phones were going nuts. It helped the people in the order that they walked in, one of them being there to pick up their mother's cremated remains. Mm. Cremains is what they're called. They brought their urn elsewhere and asked me to put the cremains in that urn. Our funeral home policy is to not put cremains in any urn that the family didn't purchase from us.
So they brought an outside urn.
It's like in Big Lebowski when he gets the...
Yes. And there's an extension to this statement. We broke one years ago, and the family made us pay for it.
Yes.
So due to that liability, we stopped doing this altogether. Since I was there by myself that day, no one would know that I took it upon myself to go ahead and do this. going the extra mile and helping this family out.
Oh, no.
Good for you, girlfriend.
Oh, no.
I took the cremains and the urn back to the office and then got flustered when the phone kept ringing and more people kept walking in.
It was a busy day.
Mm.
Busy day.
Mm. Cremains abound.
Cremains abound.
And maybe half of their mom's cremated remains spilled onto the floor. Maybe more than half. Question mark, question mark, question mark. A carpeted floor.
Mm. Oh, no.
I could not pick it up. Mm. I did try, but to no avail. Then I got my shoe and rubbed the cremains into the carpet until it blended in.
Oh.
Wow.
Where the naked eye would not see it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's where we crossed over from an accident to...
To what?
To
so
the worst thing you ever did.
Brave soul who is sharing with us, and we commend you, by the way. She still works there. I cringe so hard every time I put myself back in that situation. Every time I walk into the office, I'm reminded that this woman's cremains are buried in this carpet. Someone is missing half or more of their mother, God. And she is on the bottom of my shoe.
Oh, my God.
And in the carpet. It's awful, and I pray I don't go to hell.
Wow. Well, you know.
Can I start?
Sure. I mean,
yeah, go ahead.
I am
I got nothing.
Speechless.
I love you for this, and this is a mistake I would make and that I would try to bury because it's accidental. It's rooted in anxiety and people-pleasing, and it's accidental. There's no malice here. And it turns into a bigger situation than it should have been because you didn't, like, cop to it. But there's no reason to cop to it.
But then if you cop to it, then what?
It becomes a bigger problem. So you actually did the right thing. Mm. Like, oh, what are you going to tell this person? Assume your mom is in my carpet. No, you did the right thing.
Here's what
there's no way out of this.
There is no way. And it's all, you're right. It's
no
malice.
It's not rooted in malice.
How
many times? It's rooted in an accident and then the fear that stemmed from there.
How many times has... anybody that's listening to this right now, like, accidentally knocked over a cup on a table? I mean, it's really the same kind
I'm
of
so
thing.
I'm so flattered. Do you think that's the most benign thing I've done? I've done tons of accidental shit.
No, I'm saying that's how accidental it was for her for accidentally knocking over the
course,
urn.
Okay, but why? You know what? I'm going to play devil's advocate here. You have these ashes on the carpet. Why sort of double down and just... rub them in the carpet. Why not try to pull them?
How?
Buy a brand new vacuum cleaner that has nothing else in it, and then suck them
Billy,
up, and then bring them in there.
Billy,
what?
Because you have to involve your boss. You have to. It becomes a bigger problem, and like I don't.
And also like pulling up a bunch of junk in the carpet. Carpet is fucking disgusting.
It's really disgusting.
It's also symbolic. Ashes are symbolic. They're fucking dead. It's symbolic. Mm. Like, oh, really? There's some spilt out. She's supposed to get a brand new vacuum cleaner on her funeral director worker's set. Like, come on, Billy.
No,
sorry.
Suck up.
Listen, what's worse? You having half of a clean ash or is it worse to suck up a bunch of dirt, grime, bugs, junk, disgusting shit from a carpet and then add them to the ash?
Clean ash.
Right. Well,
clean ash. So, on the stand today are handshakes.
Ew.
Handshakes. Something that probably shouldn't have been there to begin with, that got pretty much abolished during COVID.
Mm-hmm.
And now I've made at least 3 handshakes within recent times with people that I did not want to handshake, but I felt obligated to.
Can you name these people?
I'm not going to name them, but I also didn't want to touch their... Like,
it's also August. It's muggy. We don't want a sweaty palm exchange.
No sweaty palm exchanges. And also just, I mean, in general, COVID, the one good thing about COVID is it made everybody hopefully a little bit better about their personal cleanliness and washing their hands and just like not being so dirty and really recognizing when things are disgusting.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
So touching somebody else's hand that I'm like, I don't know. You could have literally taken a shit today and not wash your hands and I could be touching your hands.
Ew.
Like you could have picked your nose with that finger and I could be touching your hands. There are so many things that you could have done with those hands not washed properly that I don't want on my person.
Your dog could have gotten sick in the car and you had to clean it up and not wash your hands. Like, think about how the depth
you
of disgust.
You could have helped give birth to a baby.
And not wash your hands. I'm sure that's happened dozens of times.
All the time.
At least 24 times.
At least 24 times since the beginning of humanity. Yeah. You know, like, I really don't think handshaking should be optional. And we should have I honestly don't mind a hug. I love hugging people now because I'm like, mm-hmm. I've missed human contact and I love a hug, but I'm not touching their nastiest part of their body.
Right. You're touching a clothed part at the back where no one touches.
No one touches that.
No one touches your upper right shoulder.
No.
Over the clothes.
No.
Like, yes. I've been touched so few times there other than being hugged.
Somebody could have.
That's a safe zone.
Somebody could have given a hand job to completion and not washed their hands.
That's right. But you know where hand jobs never culminate?
On the back.
The upper right shoulder.
It's so true. Hugs are safe. I don't mind personal contact. Mm-hmm. I want it. I want to hug every person that I come in contact with. I miss it. But no more handshakes. We should abolish them forever.
Or if you're going to handshake, you carry 2 latex gloves.
You give one to the person.
You make it a thing. You make it like a thing of honor from olden times. Okay. And be like, sir, I wish to shake your hand. And you hand them a glove, and then you both pull it on all creepy, like you're a creepy scientist.
Snap it.
Like you're in a Blink-182 cover. And then you can shake. You know,
actually,
like make
kinda,
it, if you're going to lean into it and make it a thing, then practice safe handshaking.
Well, and then also think about where handshakes came from. The origin of handshakes was so you knew there wasn't a knife in somebody's arm.
Yeah, you knew that there were supposedly, yeah.
Wait, can we bring that fear back? Because like I had, okay, wait.
Yeah.
How are people hiding knives in their arms? Like, is there like a bracelet I can get or like?
Well, I'm sure now you could. It's probably very easy to hide a knife in an arm with all the technology we have now.
Like, absolutely.
Can it like snap out like I'm Wolverine from like fucking?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, yes, this probably exists on Amazon. You could probably get it primed to your house.
You
in
probably
2 days.
Can get it today, actually.
All right. I'll look that up while.
So unless and honestly, unless we're bringing up like the sheath up in the elbow, sure. I think that we don't need a handshake.
Yeah, yes. Not at all. A head nod will do.
Yes.
Have you ever been at a concert and then someone comes on the stage and they've got a giant, like, gun?
No.
A t-shirt gun.
A t-shirt gun, okay.
And then they start launching prizes into the audience.
Yeah.
And you're just like so angry because you were enjoying yourself and now you're living in like envy and jealousy because you're like, you can't get to that prize that's being plummeted into the crowd. If you were in a field alone, like you might have the agility to get there, but there's too many people in the way.
It's like catching like a bouquet at a wedding, but there's 6,000 people.
It's like catching the bouquet at the wedding and like, it's up to chance. You can't control whether you win.
Okay.
Okay. So there's prizes coming left and right.
I haven't been to many concerts where they have prizes.
They launch t-shirts into the crowd or like plush toys, whatever people use t-shirt guns for.
Okay.
You've seen them be used.
What? At sporting events, definitely.
Yeah, t-shirt. Okay. Right? And you're just enjoying a game.
Uh-huh.
And then some dick bag over here gets a shirt and you didn't. And suddenly your night's ruined.
Okay. Seems like a personal vendetta, but okay.
Yes.
No, this is actually, you know, I don't like junk, but there's people who want that t-shirt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I just imagine anything's possible. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm saying out with the t-shirt guns. You can pick them up on the gift table on your way out.
Okay. First of all, yes, you can buy them at the gift table. Yes. But yes. I agree. The t-shirt guns is a little... It's a little much.
Nothing gets people riled up more than shit like that, though.
Yeah.
We did it at our Lady Gang show. I wasn't a t-shirt gun, but I threw a period panties out into the audience, and it riled people the fuck up. Uh-huh. People love trying to grab it. Literally, it's... like I said, it's the catching the bouquet. Like, it makes people so excited and so engaged.
Honestly, it's a hype launcher.
It is a hype launcher. It's better than having a fucking hype man before a band comes
people
on.
People just want swag.
They just want free shit. People love free shit.
For as much as people want the free shit, the people who don't get it and the bitch next to them did, their time is ruined.
That's
they want the
that's
swag.
Right. That's so, right. So what we're going to do is at the First Degree live show, what we'll do is we will have a gun, but if you catch it, you don't get to keep it.
You have to give it away.
You have to give it away.
Honestly, I think that's amazing. And honestly, you give it away to someone, but you'll get a different prize.
Yeah,
we'll do something.
And then they have to give it away, and then it's just like a chain of prizes.
You should give it away to the person who looks the most upset that they didn't
get
it. Those are the me's of the world.
Yeah.
Show your Alexis face.
Yeah. We're really like budding relationships. I really like this.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think so.
I love that this is what you brought to the stand, but like Billy said, it really is a sports game thing.
No, I've seen it.
At a concert?
That's right.
What one?
I don't remember. It was like a WBLI concert in Long Island.
Okay. Right. Yes.
I mean, I
like
feel
something
like
something at like a pier?
Amphitheater.
Okay.
I could see it at amphitheater at like Jones Beach or something like that. Them doing something like that.
Yeah. There you go. They're a thing.
All right. Yes. All right. We're going to say guilty.
I'm saying not guilty.
What?
Not guilty.
Guilty. Overruled.
I love
this trial.
You wait until we have to do a live show and we got to get the audience pumped up. You're going to be using one of those t-shirt guns.
Now, I do remember non-candy stuff. People that gave out pennies. No.
Pennies.
People once gave out.
Take your pennies
you
back.
You literally can't buy anything for a penny.
Well, I thought pennies are obsolete.
But remember,
right now, anyways.
Guys, this is 1930 when I was a kid.
That's true.
So, and
see, guys, he makes fun of himself. You don't have to defend him.
But I remember somebody gave away baseball card packs, and I thought
you were going to say baked beans.
That was really cool. And then baked beans.
I thought you were going to say Beanie Babies. I'm like, I wish I'd gone to that house.
Baked beans, not even in a cup or anything.
They just ladled.
And you had to eat it.
And you're like, may I have some more?
They start sifting through your fingers like little beans.
Yes, exactly. Oh, sick. Delicious. By the way, the new tradition of baked beans for Halloween is going to come as this podcast gets more popular.
If it was little mini cans of Bush, I'm not mad at that.
Because, I know.
You know, there was like this frantic buy for canned goods during the beginning of the pandemic.
That's what I'm saying.
You couldn't get a can of Bushes to save your life.
No.
So honestly, like, throw them down the bunker, save them for later.
That's right.
Give me a can of baked beans.
You save them for the next pandemic that's on its way in.
Exactly.
Surely, that won't be the last. So count your beans while you can, my friend.
Yes.
Count your beans. Okay, well, you know what time it is. We're not going to leave you without our very favorite Costanza stanza from Miss Alexis Linkletter.
My name is Elaine and I'm filled with disdain. I'll start with George, who's especially lame. He's bald and he's small and I hate his toupee, so I sought revenge on an average day. Ripped that mop off his head, tossed it outside. It's a shame our worlds had to ever collide. Now on to Kramer, who is shockingly lamer. This is true because I'm no defamer. A cigar-smoking hipster with ill-fitting suits, inexplicable hair, an obsession with fruits. The thing about Kramer that I hate most of all is his closeness to Jerry just across the hall.
Ugh.
He bursts through the door and slides on the floor, an embarrassment, a nuisance, a menace, and more.
My God.
Now Jerry is the culmination of my disdain. Seeing my ex all the time drives me insane. Plus, I'm pretty sure he secretly pines for me, although he always pretends to not have time for me. Doesn't he know that he's mine and we're meant to be? Maybe. Okay. Let's say probably. After all, isn't this all for novelty? Okay, back to the focus.
Oh my God, this
These
is
three
so long.
Idiots are hopeless. My name is Elaine and I'm full of disdain. Thanks for listening to me complain.
Wow.
Alexis.
That might have been your best one.
What?
You could honestly have chop that up into like three.
No,
what?
But that
you were
was,
an overachiever.
Did I get? Well, I got. Really
you were doing like rhyming conventions that were like Eminem-esque.
I know.
Oh my god, point. Guys, I'm so flattered. This
that was
the nicest you've ever been to me.
That was fantastic.
Bye, guys.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.